Hey everybody, welcome back to Trap's Lodge. Trap Burkett here. Emily's a little under the weather, so we're going to do a short podcast. And first of all, I want to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, enjoy your family and time with them, and get out there and go hunting, or if you can, have time this weekend, get out there and take a friend or family member and go spend some time outside. It's going to be a bit warm in Texas for Christmas. Definitely won't be a white Christmas. 2 years ago, Christmas Day, I'm going to tell you a short story about a cull buck that I'd seen on game camera a couple of times, and actually only seen him once just run across the road in front of me. And I'd actually hunted this deer for 2 seasons prior to actually harvesting him on Christmas Day. And he had like 4 on one side and then like this huge spike on the other side. So he was pretty recognizable buck. And he was definitely an older, smarter deer. And late Christmas Day, I was out checking feeders and fence and riding around and just being outside. Didn't have anybody else around. So I was just kind of by myself, and I pulled up to this one feeder and I caught a glimpse of that buck running off, and I knew it was him. I actually threw up my binoculars right as he was kind of trotting off. And so I pulled past the tower stand and I crawled up the ladder about halfway, and I could see this deer standing underneath this oak tree, but I couldn't quite make out his rack, his antlers. So I'm looking back over at the feeder, and the other 3 bucks had come back out, so I kind of identified them, and I took a big gamble making this shot. So I was on the stairs of this tower blind, and I shoot my 264, I believe. He's about 150, 200 yards off. And my shot, bam, hit him. He ran off. I saw him run up the hill, and went back to the Jeep and got the dog. And we went up there, and sure enough, it was him. And that was my Christmas present, because I put a lot of time and effort into managing our herds. And you don't want to have those genetics in your deer herd, so you try to manage them and take them out. So that was a big accomplishment for me. It's better, more than a trophy for me. It was an amazing cull buck. So have his euro up on the wall, in the wall of shame, so to speak. Anyway, that was my Christmas hunting story on Christmas Day 2 years ago. And when Emily gets feeling better, we'll record some longer ones, but thank everybody for listening to them and tuning in and giving us feedback. And again, have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll catch you week after. Thanks, guys.